Welcome to another edition of Spotlight, this time coming to you from the Czech Republic's Ješked Mountain, found right near the town of Liberec. It's the site of a very well-known ski hill, and it's also the site of a very well-known hotel. This is the area we're going to visit today.
I've come to Ješked Mountain in part because this year's ski season has begun so late. While officially it started in December, the season until recently was remarkably mild. The first decent snowfall arrived just 2 weeks ago, and you can imagine the result. The first snow made headlines in most newspapers, which splashed photos of skiers across many of their front pages. Skiers, zigzagging down new runs, relieved the snow had come at last. By comparison, my visit to Ješked comes on a weekday, when it's not quite as busy. Still, it's respectable enough. There are a fair number of visitors on the hill.
I'm a skier, but I have to say that the conditions are not yet ideal. I don't think conditions are quite there yet.
I'm from Liberec, and I can tell you that we could still use a bit more snow. Today my daughter is doing the skiing, but I ski as well. My daughter is now 6, but she's already been learning 3 years. She loves skiing, she really does.
Ješked has a number of advantages, and one of them is that the mountain lies just an hour's drive from Prague. It's even better if you're from Liberec, a city of 100,000 that begins at the hill's edge. Those who want to leave their cars at home can do so fairly easily, and opt instead to come by tram. The stop is roughly a kilometer away. After that, it's a short walk up. A couple of children hot dog down a kid's run while snowboarders tackle Ješked's main face. All things considered, all seem to be having a pretty good time. According to Radka Zaharová, an organizer for Snowhill, the company that operates Ješked Mountain, skiers can choose from moderate to intermediate runs, although a well-known expert trail, unfortunately, remains too rocky to be opened yet.
Here in Ješked we have one really black slope called Slalomák. That's sorry we couldn't open the slope for the first weekend, but we are working on it and we would like to open it as soon as possible.
How much does the hill distinguish between traditional skiers and snowboarders?
Actually, I would say it's maybe half and half people. Every year, and we can say every day, it's coming more snowboarders. Those people, they skiing on the regular slopes, but it's just this area is for everybody. We are happy for skiers, for snowboarders. We are also happy just for people who are coming here just visit and enjoy the restaurants.
This year, visitors have also gotten the chance to use the hill's brand new quad chairlifts. Ever wondered how such chairs are tested? You might be surprised by the answer.
The building of the last 4 chairlifts finished in the middle of December when we were doing the testing of the 4 chairlifts, and we put a 300 of cakes of beer on the chairlifts, and we were working, and the chairlift was running, and we were trying the brakes, and everything was necessary for the running of the chairlift.
You see, some people wouldn't believe me that you sent kegs of beer up the chairlifts, that it's actually a normal process, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true. It's normal process. Sometimes you can put the bag of sand, something like that, but the kegs of beer, it's kind of marketing, and it's interesting for people, and it's easy to get here and get off of the chairs.
Once on the chairs, skiers, not kegs, get a stunning view of Ješked blanketed in white. But that's not the only way up. When you're finished with skiing for the day, you can also take a cable car, which requires a separate ticket from Czech Railways, to the very top. 1,012 meters above sea level at the very peak is where you'll find one of this country's most stunning works of architecture, Hotel Yeshked, a structure that dominates all views from afar when not shrouded in clouds or mist. Now, you can see it up close. The conical hotel reminds some of a spaceship crowning the hill's peak. A TV tower famously integrated within its elongated structure rises almost 100 meters up. In the whiteout of a winter's day, it appears even more mysterious. Inside, the hotel offers the services of a restaurant, a cafe, a classy metallic bar, plus 12 rooms and 2 apartments for anyone wanting to spend the night. Petr Beitel is one of the owners of the firm in charge of the hotel.
The history of Yeshked is a fascinating one, of course. The mountain was always a popular destination, even in the early 20th century when Liberec was a mostly German town. Clubs organizing hitchhiking and climbs were popular, and in those days an historic mountain hotel stood here, which later burnt down. After that, it was unthinkable that the peak would be without a hotel. So a tender was put forward for a design that would also incorporate a communications antenna. The best proposal put forward was this hotel by architect Karel Hubáček.
The whole structure, which has received prestigious awards and is recognized internationally as one of the country's most notable buildings, is built around a reinforced steel and concrete core with a laminate frame covered by aluminum ding. Construction began in the 1960s, and the project was completed in 1973. Even today, the building is radical in its design. One aspect appreciated fully only by guests when all the chambers are opened is the hotel's circular structure, which allows you to wander without ever reaching an end. Some have compared the somewhat unsettling feeling to a famous shot in Kubrick's The Shining, where the camera endlessly follows one of the characters in circles. Similarly, on New Year's, guests at Hotel Yeshked can go from restaurant to bar to cafe and arrive back where they started. Petr Beitel, once again.
Of course, at New Year's, the hotel is very popular, and this is really one of the few times we open up the whole circle. At New Year's, rooms are usually reserved by a firm, and the views can be spectacular. On a clear night, you can see fireworks not only in nearby Liberec, but throughout the rest of the country, all around, all at once. You can see some celebrations taking place as far as 80 kilometers away.
Impressive indeed. Won't see anything like that now. When you step out of the spaceship that Hotel Yeshked is in the winter, every tree, every metal railing and window is covered in frosted snow. It's also quite windy, so button up. Sure, in the summer Hotel Yeshked sees no shortage of hikers and mountain bikers, but the winter here is special. Whether skiing or just visiting the hotel, says one traveler I spoke with, either way, it's a beautiful visit.